I can't even look at you. I am so disappointed in you. Approaching a year to your time in the CTD program and you ruined it. You failed. I really thought you were going to make it. I thought you were one of the good ones. The well-behaved ones. The obedient ones. Well, unfortunately for you, this means we will need to rectify this behaviour. And believe me, we will rectify this behaviour. You will be heading to the extraction room in just a moment. Yes, the extraction room. Why don't you boys read? It's in the pamphlet we give you at the start of your journey on the CTD programme. We give you everything you need to know. What you need to be aware of. The extraction room is clearly mentioned in paragraph 4, subsection 3. And if you can't handle the chastity, teasing and denial program, then we'll make you never want to come again. The worst part is, I know you tried to hide it. You tried to deceive me. Coming in here like a good boy, clothes off straight away, trying to show me that you're a good, obedient boy. But I know. I always know. We always know. Why do you think we take so many measurements? Why do you think we track you every single month? We know when boys have taken it upon themselves to come. We know when you have broken the rules. So, go on. How did you do it? I've heard of boys doing all sorts to get off when they're desperate enough. Anal stimulation. Rocking their little locked cocks back and forth. I even heard about one boy who had such an oral fixation, he just sucked off something phallic-shaped until he just couldn't bear it and let out his little load, hands-free, no stimulation. But what about you? I won't put up with any more denials, just tell me. Interesting. How depraved. Like I said, it's the extraction room for you. But first, I'm going to put this collar around your neck. You've really let me down. You've let everyone down. You've let yourself down. I hope you feel ashamed of yourself. Well, that's it. Snug, isn't it? Now attaching the leash to it. If you're going to behave like an animal, letting your primal needs take over, you're going to be treated like one. I am so disappointed in you. Come on then. Oh, I haven't told you. There's a new rule change. Those who disobey don't get the privilege of walking beside us nurses. No. You get on your hands and knees and crawl like an animal. Everyone gets to stop and stare as we walk down to the room. So go on. You'll only make it worse for yourself if you don't obey. There we go. It wasn't so hard, was it? Now, come on. Don't make me pull you by your leash. You can do this the easy way or the hard way. There. Things are so much easier when you obey. If only you did that in the first place. Now come on, this way. Quickly, keep up. Come on, quickly now. Keep your eyes firmly fixed on the floor. This is one of our many punishment rooms. Rows and rows of disobedient boys being taught their place. It's a stark reminder, isn't it? Some here did the same as you. They came without permission. Some missed appointments. There may be a few who tried to run away. There may even be some rebels in here. Some of these boys have been locked here for days, being denied over and over again. You can hear their screams, their moans the loudest. Kept constantly on the edge with no mercy at all. They beg to be pushed over that edge, to be allowed to come, to shoot it all out and feel that release, to be freed from denial and drowned in pleasure. Some boys, though, have been drained entirely, turning to shells of their former selves. They have no control anymore and they can't be trusted with it. They moan and whine to themselves while weakly thrusting into those tight, wet holes. You will be one of them soon. Now, this way. Your machine is at the end of the corridor. In your own private room. Lucky for some. It's a newer model. All the bells and whistles. An automatic cock sleeve that thrusts and twists all over your cock, with internal vibrators that attack your most sensitive areas. See through so I can see your cock struggling and to see all that build-up of cum. It has additional extras we could add. Vibrating nipple clamps. Even anal attachments to stimulate your prostate. And of course, we have a selection of gags we can use when your screams get too loud. But because this is your first offence after all, I think the sleeve and the machine is enough for now. You look nervous. You should be. Well, let's get you strapped in. Stand up. Up you get. That's it. Oh, look. Your knees are so dirty from crawling across the floor. Might have to hose you down outside after. Now, arms up and out and spread your legs like you're about to do a jumping jack. Now, I'll just secure you to the frame. Is it cold? Like I fucking care. Let me get your other limb secured. You're certainly eyeing up that cock sleeve, aren't you? Are you excited? A little bit of you is. All this attention, after all. And the thought of an orgasm. A climax. Well, very soon, you'll have it. Lots of them. I wonder if it would feel as good as when you came. When you disobeyed. Now that you're all secured, let me just winch you up to the right height. And I better get my gloves on. A little bit of lube, then let's get you hard. You can't resist the feel of a woman's hand up and down your pathetic cock. At least the effects of chastity have lasted. It's taking you a little while longer, isn't it? Aww. Is it because you're scared? But don't you want to come? Don't you want all that pleasure? Don't you want to feel the warmth of a pussy on your aching cock? And up and up. Finally hard. Took you some time. Oh, I'm not stopping. I want to feel your cock twitch and dribble in my hand. Let you know you're completely under my control. And anyway, I can tell that you're close. It's building up, isn't it? Feel it. Building. and building. Oh, and oh, you're close. Oh. Look at that pathetic twitching. So close. Playtime is over. Time to start the fun. Let's line your cock into the pump and start it up. Wow, that moan. You are sensitive already, aren't you? Just from my touch. I know I have a way with my hands, but that quick? Well, this is going to be torturous for you. There's no denying it. I love it. I could turn it all the way up. Or down and slow, torturous pumps. Oh, you're bucking already. You're coming, aren't you? Go on. Come. Come now. That's it. Oh, well done. The first of many. Such a big load. Does it hurt already? You're that sensitive. Aww. Well, let's continue, shall we? What was that? You want mercy? Already? Why would I ever have mercy on you? You can't be trusted, can you? You came without permission. You thought you deserved to feel pleasure, to have an orgasm without permission. Let me make it clear to you. You do not. You are nothing. You are beneath. You are the lowest of the low. A waste of time, a waste of energy, and a waste of effort. Why do you think the CTD program was introduced? The research has proven that keeping males in chastity produces better, obedient, and more productive members of society. You males always think with their little head rather than their big one. Always disobey, always reach for their own pleasure rather than listen. You need to be broken, and I will be the one to do it. I will break you. I will make it so even the thought of coming without my permission will tie your stomach up in knots. It will make your knees weak and wobble, and your balls ache. You will be a proper, functioning member of the new female-led world. The better world. And I have a feeling breaking you will be easy. I could watch this all day. Males strapped to machines, being drained of every single ounce. Look, you're shaking already. You're going to come again. Aww, so soon. You like this really, don't you? Go on, give in. Let me give those balls a big squeeze and help you along. Still so full. So much cum in these balls. Are you going to let it out for me? Go on. Come for me. Now. Whilst I play with your balls, squeezing them. I could crush them in my hand, you know. Yeah? Would you like that? I think that's a yes. There we go. Your second load. Quiet. Stop complaining. I won't hesitate to put a gag in that pretty mouth of yours. I told you I was going to break you. I told you I was going to make you never want to come again. So, I am going to pull up a chair, and I'm going to turn the machine all the way up. It's going to be a long night.